Welcome to the History Reviewed channel, where we analyze the lies and deceptions of history. I've done tons and tons of digging into corona and every conceivable aspect of coronavirus that I can think of. And I'm just going to show you a little bit of film footage, just a little bit, and just give you some basic stuff, so that you can see that this thing is a total scam. This is an enormous hoax. It's an incredible hoax that is going to cause so much damage from the economic impact. The virus, the so-called virus, the COVID-19 virus, the novel coronavirus, is nothing. It's absolutely fuck all. It's nothing. It's absolutely nothing. It's not even a thing to even get worried about or even work yourself up about. It's nothing more than flu. That's all it is. It's just flu. And it's not even a real scientific link, which I'll explain a bit later. This is not the issue. This is just the crazy panic that is being pushed. So the virus is just junk. It's just junk science. It's not even real science. It comes out of the media, and in here you're going to see what some people have to say about it. And as I've mentioned, individual whites have gone to hospitals. You're going to see it yourself. They've gone to hospitals. They've spoken to people. They've checked it out. The hospitals say that this is just nothing. And there really, really is nothing. And I'm only showing you a little bit of footage. There's much more film footage I could have shown you, but I don't think it's worth wasting our time on this matter. This matter is not critical at all. The coronavirus is nothing. The real issue is the lockdown. The lockdown is busy destroying the world. The lockdown is destroying the economies at a pace like you cannot believe. The impact of this lockdown on America, millions have already lost their jobs in America in just 2 weeks or so of this lockdown. Vast numbers of people have lost their jobs worldwide. The economic impact of this thing is beyond anything you can imagine. It makes everything else look like nothing. This thing is going to hit countries like a train, I'm telling you. And South Africa is one of the countries on the list that they reckon is going to be hammered by this thing. So forget the virus, forget the health risk. All that is junk. It's total rubbish. Complete garbage, has no meaning, is nothing to even lose an ounce of sleep over. The real issue is the total economic meltdown. This is unbelievable, and that is something that I'll show you in another video. I'll start showing you some of the charts and things. You're going to fall on your back. You won't believe what this thing is doing to the world. And the impact across the world, there's not a country on earth that's not going to be hit by this thing. And it may well be that the third world, places like South Africa, Brazil, India, are going to be among the hardest hit. This thing's going to hit like a train. So I'm going to repeat, the real impact, the real issue here is economic meltdown. Economic meltdown on a scale that you cannot begin to even conceive. It makes 9/11 look like absolutely nothing. 9/11 and all those wars that were fought and all those millions of people who were killed, it makes it look like nothing. It even makes the 2008 financial meltdown look like a walk in the park. This thing is enormous. I could go on and on and on for hours on end and show you many things. Some things I will mention in other videos in the future, and I may start taking some of the links of scientific papers and things and putting them up and spreading them around so you can read some of the stuff for yourself. But my conclusion is the virus is nothing. It's a hoax. Total hoax. Utter hoax. As I've mentioned before, the alternative media has been sending people to hospitals. people have been going to hospitals in different countries. They've been going to them across America and in Europe. And people go there with their phones and their cameras, and they start talking to people and they start filming and they start looking for all these coronavirus people that the mass media says are busy dying in those hospitals, and they're finding nothing. It's quiet. It's boring. There's fuck all going on there. All that has happened is the following. They've taken normal illnesses, which are winter illnesses, like flu, bronchitis, pneumonia. They've taken those illnesses and they have gone and claimed that a certain new virus is responsible for them. That's all. So like in Italy, every year between 7,000 and 25,000 people die annually from the flu. Basically, old people who die from complications of the flu. In Germany, it's 30,000 people every year. In America, it's 30,000 to 40,000 people every year. Old people, weak, frail people, get the flu, and then due to some other complication, they die. They end up with bronchitis or pneumonia, and they die. All that's happening is all the deaths that are supposedly from this virus, all these deaths are actually deaths from flu, bronchitis, and pneumonia that are then attributed to the coronavirus. So these people would have died anyway. They were dying, and there's no evidence that corona killed them. They died from flu, bronchitis, and pneumonia. And then as a result of that, they now claim that this subset of this group died from corona. So one of the things you'll see about corona is that corona is less than the number of deaths of flu, because corona is just a subset of a much bigger thing. So 30,000 people were going to die from the flu, and then they come along and they say, well, 10,000 died from corona. But it's not 10,000 in addition to the 30,000. It's 10,000 as a subset of the 30,000. So because you never get to look at the big picture, you always focus on the corona. So then you think, oh God, 10,000 died. It must be 10,000 more than normal. But it's not 10,000 more than normal. It's 10,000 that's part of 30,000. Or 10,000 that's part of 15,000. That's all that's happening here. And it's a winter illness, and winter in the Northern Hemisphere is going to go away, and so is corona. Then you've got a guy like Dr. Wolfgang Woodgard, I think, from Germany, who's a lung specialist, and he monitors 150,000 people every year who have flu viruses. And there are hundreds of flu viruses. And coronaviruses are a virus that have been known for decades. And now they claim that one particular special virus of the coronavirus is killing people. It's just one of a existing family. But doctors have been dealing with coronaviruses. Coronaviruses have been here in the past. They will be here in the future. We're probably already immune to the coronaviruses that have already passed through our systems years ago, if not decades ago. And as Dr. Woodgard said, that between 7 and 15% or 2 and 10% of the people have got a coronavirus in them. If you go out there into the open and you find 100 people and you go and test them, you're going to find roughly 10 out of the 100 test positive for coronavirus. But they won't be ill. They'll test positive for it, but that means nothing, because the coronavirus is nothing. It's not an issue by itself. So what is happening is somebody dies of the flu or bronchitis or pneumonia, and that person then also has got a coronavirus in his body, and then they say, well, you see, it was the coronavirus that killed him. That is what's happening in some cases. In other cases, it's even more blatant than that. In other cases, people are dying, and then somebody just comes and counts it incorrectly. And all these statistics have been compiled by scientists for decades. And all you have to do is go and see the numbers that are out there that the scientists have been compiling for decades. And the specialists know these figures. They've been following these figures. And it's only now that the mass media is focusing on these figures and everybody's getting into a tizz about it. Meanwhile, these numbers are absolutely nothing new to the medical specialists because this is part of their work and has been part of their work for decades. I've also now come across lists of 22 scientists now. There are 22 scientists who have come forward and stated that there is no need for any kind of lockdown. 22 scientists so far. Then there's another scientist who wrote an article on the condition of anonymity where he says that there's no proof. There might even be no proof that COVID-19 even exists. And other specialists, as you will see in the video, German specialists, will tell you that the problem has got nothing to do with something in reality. The problem is the test. There is a test that says, oh, you are corona positive. Meanwhile, it means nothing. And then, as I'll explain to you later, there are even people who now go and are ordered by the government, they are ordered by the government to count all deaths as corona deaths. So there's all kinds of fishy weirdness going on. And more people are finding the truth. And more doctors are telling the truth. And the Europeans, especially in Europe, the doctors and scientists are even more blatant than everybody else. Professors are coming out and they're saying, look, man, this is not real, for goodness sake. So just a few more points before I tell you what you're going to see in the two videos that I've put on here. And I've kept it kind of short. It's 17 minutes of video footage. Alex Linder found details of an army nurse in New York, and she had three people die on her shift the week before, and they died from flu and bronchitis. Then, when she came back onto her shift and she checked the death certificates, she found that somebody had come and modified the death certificates to say that these people had died of corona. And this happened in New York, and you'll see why New York and New Jersey are critical in the coronavirus faking story. In America, the number of people who've lost their jobs are millions. Millions have lost their jobs already. It's like an additional 3 million, maybe 4 million, who've lost their jobs just right now due to the lockdown. Somebody was making the point on a website, on a news website a while ago, that when people start losing their income and people start losing their businesses, people are going to be committing suicide. Large numbers of people are going to commit suicide because they are financially wiped out. So that is another point, is that people are going to have their lives ruined, and some people, I'm not saying huge numbers, but there are going to be some people who are going to kill themselves because of what is basically a hoax. They won't think of it as a hoax because it will have wiped them out financially. In the UK, they say that 1 million small businesses are on the edge of bankruptcy. And when they tried to go and get loans from the banks, some banks were even wanting to charge them 30% interest. 30% interest. So they've got a million businesses in the UK on the edge. They can go bankrupt within a month. One of my good supporters who lives in Spain told me a fascinating story. My Spanish supporter said that she's friends with a policewoman. The policewoman and some other police were called out to a place where an old man had died in the mountains. And because of the lockdown, they're not allowed to do autopsies. But listen to this. According to the Spanish policewoman, they are under orders, under direct orders, to count all deaths as corona. They count all deaths as corona. So you've got Italy, which has got 100,000 Chinese in the north of Italy, which has got apparently a large number of deaths. You then have Spain, which has a large number of deaths, but the government has ordered the police to count all deaths as corona. So there you have Spain and Italy, and why Spain and Italy have got these apparently large numbers of corona deaths. 10,000 in Spain and 15,000 in Italy. I saw a scientific study where 68,000 Italians died from the flu over a period of 4 years. That works out to 17,000 per annum. And in the year with the most number of deaths, it was actually 25,000. It was just short of 25,000. So, to say that 15,000 people died from illnesses in winter in Italy is nothing. They're used to it. And as I found out, Chinese scientists were having a lot of success dealing with, quotes, coronavirus by using vitamin C. They were using vitamin C up to 200 milligrams per person per day, from what I can understand. And the maximum that you're allowed to have, according to the US government, is 90 milligrams. And they were going up to 200. I think they treated them with between 150 and 200 milligrams of vitamin C. And for the record, since I started experimenting with vitamin C a week ago, once I had gone through that vitamin C article, I was just playing around with vitamin C on myself, and I was dosing myself with 4,000 milligrams of vitamin C. That is more than 40 times the amount that the US government says you're allowed to have. So I've been sticking that into my own body, and I'm feeling fine. In fact, a few things have improved. So I have no problems with vitamin C. It's exactly as it was in that medical article that I spread around by PDF and by audio. So anyway, vitamin C, the Chinese doctors were using up to 200 milligrams. You can go to a pharmacy and over the counter, you can go and buy tablets of vitamin C that are 500 milligrams and 1,000 milligrams. You can go and buy that over the counter, it won't even be a problem. And that is stronger than what the Chinese doctors used on their coronavirus patients. So this thing is nothing, this is just flu. And as I'm going to emphasize, having the COVID-19 virus is meaningless. Testing positive on that thing is absolutely meaningless. Even if you have that virus, it doesn't mean that you're actually sick or you're going to get sick. The tests are themselves a problem. I also went and did quite a bit of looking into flu and whether flu can have different effects based on ethnicity. And it turns out that yes, this is the case. I actually found a scientific paper written by a Chinese guy quite a few years ago, and it was published in a medical journal in Africa, actually, and it was talking about ethnicity And ethnicity is just a code word for race. They try to hide the existence of race by using the term ethnic or ethnicity, okay? Among the many papers and articles I looked at, during the Spanish flu of 1918, Maoris in New Zealand were dropping dead at 7 times the rate of the whites. In the Spanish flu, the Eskimos, the people we call the Eskimos in Alaska, were dropping dead at a higher rate than whites. Indians, that is the red Indians of the Americas, the Indians in North America were dropping dead at 6 times the rate of the Europeans. Then there was a very interesting study of the whites of Iceland and the whites of New Zealand. And it turned out that the whites of Iceland were the most susceptible to the Spanish flu. Possibly they were the most susceptible to the Spanish flu of any whites on the planet. Because it turns out that the people who were dropping dead the most from the Spanish flu were actually people who were living in isolated communities. Whereas the whites of New Zealand interact with Maoris and with other people, the whites in Iceland are actually completely isolated because they don't even have borders with other humans next to them. So they are so purified that they don't get into touch with viruses that other whites are exposed to. And so they actually had to do a lockdown during the Spanish flu in order to save themselves. They were the ones the hardest hit among the whites. So you not only have ethnic differences in reactions to viruses and illnesses, but you also have differences inside our race because some people are more isolated than other people. Those of us living in Africa, we might be exposed to so many viruses due to us being among the blacks. We might actually have a stronger immunity than other whites because we're constantly exposed to all kinds of illnesses and things that come from blacks. And illnesses spread among the blacks faster because the blacks are constantly milling around in large numbers, close together. So the blacks are actually the most susceptible to this thing. But we ourselves might actually be in quite a good position. Because we're not isolated, we're surrounded by all these people, and they've got all kinds of illnesses, and their immune systems are fucked up, so they're constantly sick with all kinds of junk. So, as far as I'm concerned, coronavirus is nothing. Chill and don't worry further. I doubt that any of us will know a single person in this entire year who's going to die from coronavirus. I think that by the time we get to the end of this year, we will find that between us all, we don't even know of one person who actually died of coronavirus. And since it's flu and bronchitis and pneumonia that's just misrepresented, this thing will, quotes, hit South Africa and Australia and South America and New Zealand in the winter, in the southern winter. So give it a couple of months. So we've got the lockdown at the wrong time anyway. The economy is being destroyed for the wrong reason anyway. There you have it. Now let me tell you about the videos you're going to see. First one is from a guy called Robert Steele in the USA. He's a former spy and a senior civilian who was a founder of the Marine Corps Intelligence. This guy was even recommended for the Nobel Peace Prize in 2017. Anyway, this guy analyzes the coronavirus cases in the USA. He shows you a chart and he shows you that in all the states there isn't much coronavirus except for New York and New Jersey. Then he tells you in a code word, He says those two states are run by Zionists. And for those who don't know, Zionism is basically Jewish nationalism, and Zionism is a term that's often used by Americans as a code word for Jew. Because if they say Jew, then people are going to jump on their case and say, oh, you hate Jews, you're an anti-Semite. So there are quite a lot of people in the media, Jeff Rentz is one of them, but this guy also. And then what they do is rather than saying the word Jew, they just say Zionist. So then it seems as though you're only going after a subset of Jews, but you actually mean all of them. And underneath his video, which was on YouTube, he actually stated that clearly. He said, I'm not against all Jewish people. So that's just to give you the understanding of who Robert Steele is. Check out his charts, listen to what he says. It's very short, and you'll see straight away what this guy tells you. So he was a founding member of the Marine Corps Intelligence in the USA, and he was a spy himself. Then the next thing that you'll see is some excerpts. I just chopped out some excerpts from a German guy in Berlin who was going to hospitals looking for coronavirus, finding nothing. And then you'll also see discussions with doctors, professors, specialists, most of them German, one of them Italian. And they will all tell you about coronavirus, viruses, etc. And they'll all tell you this is much ado about nothing, that absolutely nothing abnormal is happening. Nothing abnormal is happening. And one of the doctors even tells you that German law is so weird and screwed up that if a patient comes to you, and the patient claims to have a problem, and you don't give the patient some kind of treatment, then you can be destroyed legally. However, if you give the patient some treatment and the patient dies, then legally you're okay. I'm going to repeat that. If the patient comes to you and you don't treat him, you can be destroyed through legal action. If the patient comes to you and you treat him and he dies from the treatment, you're okay legally. They can't touch you. In Germany, more people die from maltreatment than from the actual diseases. Because if the doctors don't do something, the doctors get wiped out. So there you have an interesting little thing. Right out of the mouths of German specialists. And right at the end, the German guy gives you a whole bunch of statistics about Germany, etc., and you will see what he tells you. And these guys will even tell you which websites you can go to, where you can go and see the statistics that the scientists and the doctors are compiling all the time. So, nothing new. This is nothing new. All these doctors and specialists are saying absolutely nothing new is happening. There's no epidemic. It's all just junk from the media. It's not even real. Okay? And entire countries are being locked down as a result of it. A total scam. And as you'll see, Robert Steele tells you, in the case of America, he can point you directly at the Zionists, which is just a quote meaning Jews. Jews control those states. And that's all there is to it. So have a look at it and let's put coronavirus behind us because the real damage is the economy and we're in for a nightmare ahead. But as I've been saying to people for many years now, embrace the chaos, look forward to the chaos. The chaos is the greatest friend that white people have. And here we have chaos. So make the most of the chaos. The chaos is our friend. The chaos is also hurting our enemies more than it's going to hurt us. It's going to hurt our enemies tremendously. And the government of South Africa has made some very stupid decisions by doing what they're doing, and they are the ones that are going to be weakened by it. The only threat to whites is not the coronavirus, it is whether you're going to lose your job or your business is going to be damaged. That's all. And already one of my friends has had massive damage done to her business due to this already. But economic damage, financial damage, that's the threat here. Medical damage, zero. Now watch these videos, listen to people who know what they're talking about, and you'll see that in the same way that the mass media lied about South Africa and Rhodesia and Germany and Nazis and everybody, so too is the mass media lying about coronavirus. And just like they used to lie about communism and racism and whites and everything, so too are they lying about this so-called pandemic or epidemic, whatever the hell they call it. And they're also playing with words. They are lying on a massive, massive scale. And the beauty is the alternative media, as I've told you, is awake and alive, and the people know what to go looking for, and they're catching the buggers out left, right, and center. We are in the midst of an unbelievable hoax, which is causing the greatest economic damage in the history of the world. However, I think the chaos is going to be good, and exactly as I said, whites are going to tell the truth, and you will see more and more whites coming out telling the truth, finding the truth, and there you go. Jews, the people of the lie, busy doing what they do best, lying and faking things. The people who live on the lie. And for this people, if there's one thing that means death to them, it is the truth. For them, the truth is the same as death. But for us whites, we live only for the truth, and at the end of the day, it's all we care about. We are the complete opposite of this race of scum. So listen to people who know what they're talking about. You'll see this is much ado about nothing. You've got a better chance of getting the flu than you have of ever getting coronavirus. And let's go see how many people get, quotes, coronavirus this winter in South Africa. Chances are we're going to have more lockdowns for rubbish. But if it weakens the government of this country and it causes mayhem to this country and it breaks the liberal system, as far as I'm concerned, anything that makes my enemy weaker is excellent. Anything that breaks up diversity, anything that breaks up globalism, anything that breaks up the big multinational companies, anything that breaks the power of the Jews and the liberals, anything that breaks the power of the communists, I love it all. And if they go and they create lockdowns when they don't need to create lockdowns, and they create chaos and panic and economic disaster for their own people, hey, who am I to complain? I will quote Napoleon. Napoleon says, "Never interrupt your enemy when he's busy making a mistake." So let's be happy. Let the enemy make as many mistakes as they want. Ultimately, lockdown is going to backfire on them. And finally, somebody else sent me some photos. There are already people going around South Africa with red pickup trucks, in South African terminology, red bakkies. They are going around pretending to be COVID-19 testers, and they are criminals. They exist already. And criminals have been creating 1,000 websites per day. I repeat, criminals have been creating 1,000 websites every day, and they are scamming people using fake coronavirus products. In Britain alone, they've already scammed people out of more than $1.2 million. And for just two countries that I looked at, they've scammed people out of a total of $2 million already. Every criminal is climbing in on this bandwagon. Enjoy the chaos, make the most of it, and use this time wisely. It might actually even be beneficial to whites to spend this time at home, because I'm sure that many whites are not just going to be sitting around. Who knows what might yet come out of this time spent at home? And stick around and see how angry people are going to be later on when they find out they've lost their jobs, their businesses have been destroyed, and it was all a fake virus that didn't exist. While everybody is looking at the virus and trying to see the virus, the real thing is happening, and your bank account and your life is being destroyed financially. So here are the videos. Enjoy.
Hello, everybody. This is going to be a really fast commentary. This chart here points out the difference between New York and New Jersey alleged coronavirus numbers and all the other states. Let me show it to you again. So what we have here is two abnormal curves, and everybody else is normal. What's the difference? Zionist control of the state government and of the port authorities of New York and New Jersey. Same, same, 9/11. The president has promised he will do disclosure on 9/11. I believe he'll also do disclosure on the Ghislaine Maxwell, Jeffrey Epstein, Mossad, Zionist Israel, pedophilia entrapment network at some point. There are three options for why the New York and New Jersey curves are so different from all the other states. Option number one is they're doing a massive medical simulation and they're lying to everyone. That's what all of the citizen journalists are saying. They're going around to hospitals, they're going around to morgues, they're not finding what is alleged to be happening. In fact, we have one major media network that has been caught showing an Italian hospital pretending it was an American hospital. Option B, the Zionists, or some other party, but I think we can start with the Zionists, are infecting more people with deliberate biological drops in areas that they control. I kind of discount that right now. Option C, the governments of New York and New Jersey, and particularly the Port Authority of New York and New Jersey, and the mayor of New York City, are incompetent beyond normal. I see some value in that, but I tend to discount it. We had Chris Christie as a tremendous governor in New Jersey. I think option A is my choice. I'm going to post this at Phi Beta Iota together with the film. God bless all of you. God bless America. And God bless the President of the United States.
Die Charité in Mitte hat uns ins Virchow-Klinikum geschickt und gesagt, hier würden alle Berliner Corona-Fälle zusammenkommen und das zwischen 8 und 16 Uhr. Das heißt, die meiste Zeit über ist gar nichts los. Schauen wir mal hier an. Also die sind zwar da hinten in den Zelten, in den Zweien, die jetzt leer sind, aber was mich wundert, das ist doch nicht der Ausnahmezustand, der in den Medien beschrieben wird. Die Medien haben bereits am Wochenende über 1000 Corona-Infizierte für die Stadt Berlin gemeldet. Wir sind kurz nach 20 Uhr hierher gekommen und nichts los, niemand da. Virchow Klinikum Berlin. Das Einzige, was hier noch zu sehen ist, ist, dass ja, bei den Stühlen soll man nicht zusammensitzen. Aber ansonsten ist hier nicht wirklich was festzustellen. Also ich habe einige Mitarbeiter hier im Vertrauen sprechen können. Die haben gesagt, also das, was in den Medien berichtet wird, Das können Sie nicht nachvollziehen, dass sich das nicht deckt mit dem, was hier tagtäglich passiert. Ich meine, ich kenne Krankenhäuser in Notsituationen, zum Beispiel in Libyen und Syrien, übervoll mit Verletzten des Krieges, ja, oder in Venezuela, übervoll mit Leuten, die irgendwelche Mangelerscheinungen haben. Aber hier ist ja gar nichts los. Ich habe auch gefragt, ja, wieso, das sieht doch nicht aus wie ein Katastrophenfall. Und da sagte dann einer der Mitarbeiter, die übrigens alle, die waren alle sehr kritisch gegenüber den Medien hier. Das ist alles übertrieben und so. Aber er sagte, ja, das ist kein Katastrophenfall. Ein Katastrophenfall hatten wir letztmalig zum Beispiel, als der LKW in den Breitscheidplatz Weihnachtsmarkt gerast ist. Und da waren dann die Kliniken auch gesperrt für jeden Publikumsverkehr, weil da wirklich Anspannung war und Vorsicht geboten. Der Anlass, mich selbst umzuschauen, waren zahlreiche Stellungnahmen kritischer Ärzte, vor allem über die freien Medien. Was sie sagen ist, dass wir einen politischen, aber keinen medizinischen Notstand haben.
Ihr sollt auch aufpassen, weil das ist wie ein Krieg. Und das ist wirklich, man muss immer so sagen, muss man einfach vernünftig werden. In Italien, keiner ist gestorben von Coronavirus. Keiner ist in Italien von Coronavirus. Das ist so eine schlechte Grippe nur, aber das ist so eine Influenz.
Und es gibt sogar ein Monitoring über die wöchentlichen Todesfälle in Europa. Das heißt, für jedes Land aufgeschlüsselt können wir sehen, ob in der vorigen Woche mehr Leute gestorben sind als üblich.
In den anderen Jahren. Wie sieht das gerade aus?
Das sieht sehr milde aus. Es sterben sogar weniger als in den letzten Jahren. Also die Welle, die man sonst hat, die Übersterblichkeitswelle, die immer im Winter kommt, die ist diesmal milder, die ist diesmal kleiner als früher. Das kann man bei Euromomo heißt diese Statistik, kann jeder im Internet nachgucken. Es ist nichts Neues, dass es ein neues Coronavirus gibt.
Ah, okay, das heißt im Grunde ist jedes Jahr, wenn es ein Coronavirus gibt, ist jedes Jahr ein neues Coronavirus.
Ja, und das lohnt sich aber nicht, da jedes Mal so einen Test herzustellen. Den will ja keiner kaufen normalerweise. Es sei denn, man macht solche Panik wie jetzt, dann will den jeder haben.
Und das heißt, in diesem Winter haben wir keine besonderen Vorkommnisse, wenn man sich das Monitoring anguckt. Es ist eigentlich alles wie immer eher noch ein bisschen schwächer. Und wenn wir jetzt nicht testen würden in der ganzen Welt auf Corona, würde es niemanden auffallen?
Nein, dann würden wir es nicht merken. Wir würden es nicht merken.
Das ist schon krass,
oder? Die Krankenhäuser die werden jetzt belastet durch diese vielen Fragen und durch die Panik, aber nicht durch neue Krankheitsfälle. Sie können, je nachdem, wie Sie die Pandemie definieren, können Sie eine haben oder nicht. Wenn wir dafür sprechen, dass sich Viren über die ganze Welt verbreiten, dann haben Sie eine permanente Pandemie, weil die nämlich pandemisch, das heißt um die ganze Welt, immer sich ausbreiten. Und wenn Sie danach fragen, ob jetzt eine Erkrankung irgendwo grassiert in einer Region der Welt oder in vielen Regionen der Welt, das ist der Unterschied zwischen Epidemie und Pandemie, dann kann man nur sagen, nein. Man kann sagen, die Leute sterben nicht mehr. Die Leute kriegen nicht häufiger als früher und als jeden Winter diese Influenza-artigen oder Grippe-artigen oder akuten Atemwegserkrankungen. Kriegen sie nicht. Ist da nicht.
Und ich sehe wirklich keine neue Erkrankung am Horizont. Es gibt, wenn Sie den Test wegnehmen würden, dann wäre das Leben wie vorher. Dann würde hier überhaupt nichts zu sehen sein an der verstärkten Sterblichkeit oder Mortalität oder Erkrankungshäufigkeit. Ist überhaupt nichts zu sehen, ist überhaupt nichts los im Moment. Im städtischen Krankenhaus haben sie jetzt 20 Intensivmedizinbetten aufgebaut und warten jetzt dringend auf die ersten Opfer, ja. Da wird nichts kommen, da bin ich ganz sicher.
Sicher?
Ja, ganz sicher bin ich da. Solange wir hier nicht anfangen zu behandeln.
Das heißt, diese Behandlung hat jetzt das Immunsystem von diesem Mann.
Aus meiner Sicht ist diese Behandlung ein Kunstfehler und hat den Patienten umgebracht.
Warum hat man das gemacht?
Aus Angst wahrscheinlich. Weil er Luftnot hatte, hat man ihm Cortison gegeben. Nach Cortison geht es einem erstmal besser, weil die Entzündungsantwort ausgebremst wird. Das ist ein Lymphozytenkiller, Cortison. Das spielt alles ab. Die Lymphozyten werden vernichtet. Das ist aber gleichzeitig die Abwehrreaktion, die man damit unterbindet. Das Fieber geht runter, dem Patienten geht es vorübergehend besser. Er kriegt ein bisschen besser Luft. Aber es kann dann letal ausgehen, wie in diesem Fall zu sehen.
Heißt das, dass das jetzt so das Muster ist, wonach man in Italien behandelt?
Ich fürchte das. Ich bin nun nicht da in Italien und kann auch nicht die Krankenakten einsehen. Aber wenn sowas im Lancet steht...
Als ein Paradebeispiel, oder?
Als Paradebeispiel. Auch wenn es ungünstig ausgegangen ist, vermute ich, dass die Ärzte nach genau so einem Schema dort unten auch vorgehen. Und das ist die eigentliche Gefahr, die jetzt droht. Auch was die rechtliche Seite angeht. Sie sind immer auf der sichereren Seite, wenn Sie alles machen und der Patient hinterher stirbt, haben Sie keinen Fehler gemacht. Während wenn Sie nichts gemacht haben, der Patient stirbt hinterher, dann haben Sie ein Problem.
Das heißt, wenn man überdosiert...
Da sind die Politiker übrigens in der gleichen Lage. Ne? Deswegen agieren die auch so überschießend, weil die ihren Posten ganz schnell loswerden, wenn sie zu wenig gemacht haben. Die Sterblichkeit ist so hoch wie die Therapie, die dagegen gegeben wird. Die funktioniert nicht. Also einen viralen Infekt sollte man möglichst nicht behandeln.
Christian Drosten von der Charité sagt, 60-70% der Bevölkerung werden sich anstecken. Ja, halten Sie das für wahrscheinlich?
Nee, das glaube ich nicht, dass das der Fall sein wird. Weil ich nicht glaube, dass es ein neues Virus ist, sondern nur ein neuer Test, der jetzt auf die Bevölkerung ausgekippt wird. Und der Durchseuchungsgrad wird gleich bleiben.
Wie hoch ist der? Weiß man das?
Ich weiß es nicht. 10% oder 2% oder irgend sowas.
Aber wir müssen auch deutlich sagen, dass die Virusinfektion ist keine so wahnsinnig gravierende. Das möchte ich doch bitte unbedingt betonen. Mhm. Und wir haben zum Glück eine Situation, wo eine hohe Infektionsrate ist. Das Virus findet uns alles neu und damit haben wir eine hohe Infektionsrate. Aber wir haben keine hohe Sterbe- und Krankheitsrate und die Krankheit verläuft relativ milde. Und das sollte man eigentlich, das sollte man sich klar machen. Das würde eine Angstreduktion machen. Und es sterben jeden Tag 3000 Leute an normalem Alter. Es gibt, die Zahlen sind ja überall. Es sterben im Jahr 650.000 an der Influenza. Davon wird man auch nicht jedes Jahr informiert. Es gibt ja auch noch ein paar andere Viren. Also ich bin der Ansicht, wir überspannen den Bogen.
Und diese ganze Kaskade von diesem Test bis zu einer sinnigen Aussage ist ohnehin sehr wackelig und sehr fragwürdig, denn Ein sogenannter positiver Test sagt nichts darüber, ob ein gesunder Mensch überhaupt erkrankt. Und er sagt auch nichts bei einem Erkrankten, ob das Corona, was dann da angeblich positiv getestet ist, etwas mit der Krankheit zu tun hat. Das wissen wir nicht. Aber jetzt können Sie aus jeder gewöhnlichen Lungenentzündung im Handumdrehen eine Coronavirus-Lungenentzündung zaubern. Sie können Grippe in Corona verwandeln. Wie früher die Alchemisten, sage ich jetzt mal. Sie können einen Mann, der die Treppe hinunterfällt, zum Opfer des Virus machen. Also je mehr Angst und Ängstlichkeit ein Mensch hat, umso mehr neigt er auch zu Krankheit.
Die Corona-Lüge. Kann es sein, dass uns Medien so anlügen? Da möchte ich euch ein Erlebnis erzählen, das ich selber so erlebt habe. Ich war mit den Kindern am Ätna in Italien und am Abend, als wir dann im Gasthaus einkehrten, rannte dort der Fernseher und zur Spitzenzeit, zu den Top-Nachrichten, hörte ich über den Fernseher Terroranschlag auf der Wiener Kärntner Straße. Ich war natürlich schockiert, rief sofort zu Hause an, fragte nach, hey Leute, was ist da los bei euch? Nichts war da los. Das sollte uns allen sehr zum Nachdenken geben.
Das GEZ Staatsfernsehen hier hinter mir.
Erkranken und in Deutschland bis zu 5.800 Menschen an Tuberkulose jedes Jahr. Diese Zahlen sind mit der Massenzuwanderung seit 2015 deutlich angestiegen und man durfte nicht wirklich darüber sprechen. Bis zu 20.000 Menschen sterben durch Krankenhauskeime und die Situation soll in Italien noch viel kritischer sein. Das heißt, wenn ich durch Medienhysterie Menschen dazu bringe, in Kliniken zu stürmen, die dazu nicht mal genügend Kapazitäten haben und wo es eben diese gefährlichen Keime gibt, dazu in Italien noch viel höhere Antibiotikaresistenzen als hierzulande, dann sorge ich natürlich, ob gewollt oder nicht, dafür, dass viele Menschen krank werden und im Zweifel auch versterben. Bis zu 25.000 Menschen sterben in Deutschland jährlich an Grippe. Und nach meiner bisherigen Erkenntnis ist das in Italien ähnlich gewesen. Und nun die Zahl, die wahrscheinlich am schockierendsten ist. Es gibt in Deutschland jedes Jahr bis zu 58.000 Tote durch die Nebenwirkungen von Medikamenten. Insgesamt sind in den letzten Jahren in Deutschland je Jahr 910.000 bis 950.000 Menschen gestorben. Das sind im Schnitt 2.500 am Tag. Und das bedeutet, dass es einen riesigen Datenpool gibt, wo ganz einfach umgeschichtet werden könnte von einer Kohorte in die andere. Denn, das wissen wir ja mittlerweile, all die Corona-Toten in den Medien sind nicht nachweislich an Corona gestorben, sondern mit Corona. Das könnte ein riesengroßer Unterschied sein. Wie ich aus Italien höre, werden dort ganz bewusst und ganz umfassend Tote auf Corona getestet. Und das soll sogar so weit gehen, Krebspatienten und Unfallopfer zu testen, um die Zahlen nach oben zu treiben. Die italienische Regierung hat einen Vorteil davon, sie ist dringend auf Geld angewiesen. Am Ende werden die Menschen wahrscheinlich alles schlucken, nur aus Freude überlebt zu haben. Und darunter könnten auch bisher unmögliche Projekte sein, wie die EU-Transferunion, um chronisch kranke Pleiteländer der Eurozone wie eben Italien, Spanien, Portugal oder im Zweifel auch Frankreich zu retten und zu alimentieren, die EU zentralistischer zu gestalten. Die riesigen Außenstände, die es übrigens schon vorher gab, aber die durch die kontrollierte Sprengung der Weltwirtschaft maximiert werden, könnten auf drei Wegen getragen werden. Durch das Drucken von Geld, was Inflation bedeuten würde, dadurch die reichen Nordländer der Eurozone, Deutschland, Niederlande, Österreich, in Haftung zu nehmen, oder aber indem die Chinesen einspringen mit ihren über 3 Billionen Dollar großen Devisenreserven. In jedem Fall werden wir eine riesige neue Kreditblase erleben und es ist sehr zweifelhaft, ob dem kleinen Mann in Deutschland das nützt. Ich bin gern bereit, nach Italien zu fahren, um mir dort ein unabhängiges Bild zu machen und zu berichten. Allerdings auch nur mit Unterstützung der Öffentlichkeit, denn einen weiteren großen Skandal kann ich mir nicht leisten. Ich möchte nicht, dass die Bundesregierung und der Spiegel da Genugtuung erfahren, wenn ich von den Italienern festgenommen würde. Das heißt, Unterstützung der Öffentlichkeit ist hier sehr, sehr wichtig. Oder aber jemand anders, der noch unbelastet ist, macht das. Man kann ja zur Not auch mit dem Fahrrad runterfahren. Und ich würde den dann unterstützen.
I had to add in this third video. One of my supporters found this piece of incredible footage. I've heard of them saying that the media stages things in the past, but I've never actually seen anybody really catch them out. And there is a lot of, let's call it, artistic license that goes into news reports. And the news reports are scaring the hell out of people. So what this guy does is he takes a proper news report and he shows you this news report, but he also slows down the thing, and he slows it down and he shows you a couple of things, and he shows you that what you're looking at is a dummy. You've got a nurse and she's practicing, but it's not a real person, it's actually a dummy, and you can see very clearly this is a dummy. You can see that the hair isn't real, it's painted. You can see that this is not a human being, this is not a live person. But when the media shows you things, they're showing people apparently wheeled away who've just died, and they're showing coronavirus victims in hospital, but it's actually a dummy. But it's so quick that you don't notice it until the guy zooms in and you take a closer look. And then people who were watching the video saw an even more bizarre thing. And that is the picture that you see on the screen above. I went and zoomed in on this because this is something that the guy doesn't point out in this picture of the dummy. If you look at the footage where he shows you the dummy, then up on the wall a few feet above the dummy's head is a sign. And the sign says, no food and or drinks allowed near mannequins and or task trainers. So it tells you they're using mannequins. So this isn't live film footage of a live person. This is just training. But they're making it look, oh God, this man is dying of coronavirus and he's going to be carted out. And meanwhile, they're just showing you staged film footage of other things. In other words, they're using pieces of film footage out of context. You think that you're looking at a live person. You think you're looking at people who are dying. But in actual fact, this is a training thing. And they present it to you as if it's real. Oh, and we're running out of this and running out of that. And by now you would have seen that, where is this? This is New York. This is New York City run by the Jews. As Richard, the military intelligence guy, told you earlier. And you will have seen earlier in the video some of the quotes and things I found from doctors and scientists. But that's just a few. There are more quotes. I just showed you two quotes, one from a German lung specialist who was even in the EU, and another one from a French specialist. But there are many others. And it should be apparent to you that the media is creating this frenzy. And why is the media creating this frenzy in New York and New Jersey? What are they doing? Why do they need to buy more things? Are they buying it from their own buddies? What the heck is going on? You are dealing with the Jewish-induced panic. That's all that you're dealing with here. So watch this video, watch closely, and when you see the news report and everything, slow it down and check that sign on the wall. You'll see the exact same sign that I took a screenshot of that's on your screen now. And you'll see all of this. And you think people are dropping dead like flies. Also, another thing. In that piece of news footage that he's going to play for you, they show the governor of New York. The governor of New York is saying, oh, it's so terrible. He's being forced to buy respirators from China because of this terrible thing. The governor of New York that you see there is Jewish. He's a Jew. He's busy talking his Jewish crap. Hospitals are empty. A lot of screeching in the media. And nobody's dying. It's just another winter flu like every other year. And the numbers are even lower than years before. But the media's creating something out of nothing. Why are the Jews creating something out of nothing, panicking the entire world, destroying economies? Why? Ask yourself that question. And it's going to come and it's going to affect you. Some of you are going to lose your jobs. Some of your businesses may be so damaged by the worldwide impact of this thing that maybe your businesses and your method of making a living will be destroyed by a fake panic created by Jew-induced media. So watch this piece of video footage.
What's up, good people? Jeff C. here. I've got some extremely important information here. We have clear media staging happening here. This is not debatable, YouTube community. So if you're a YouTube employee and you come in here, and if you're AI, please take it easy on us, AI. Right? Don't censor the truth of what we're showing. I'll show you 100% that they are staging something here. Now, this is old school. They've done this many times before. We've covered it many, many times before in past events, how this is done. So I'm going to show you a couple instances. The first instance, a little bit debatable. You know, you could argue, you know, I mean, it's a little bit more unclear. The second instance is a slam dunk. Okay. So the first one I'm going to show you here, I've slowed down the time. I'll just show you here. I've slowed down the settings here to 0.25. I think this is the, oh, maybe I can get to the highest resolution that I could possibly get here. And we'll just show you this. This is Elmhurst, of course. You've seen this before. And when the corporate media film, there's usually a bunch of people out. But when other people film, there never seems to be anybody there. So you've got the theatrics of an ambulance coming by. And what you're going to see here, right there, to me, this appears to be a doll here. If you look at the hand, it's very white and pale, and it's the way it's flopping around kind of thing. And so I'll just show you that again. This isn't the slam dunk here. This is more, you can't really see much else with this character, mostly just the hand itself. All right, now I'm going to show you the slam dunk. I'm going to prove to you 110% that they are staging things here, okay? So again, this is from the same video. Now watch this. They're actually using a doll here. Here you go. That's a doll. It's clearly a doll. If you can't see that this is a doll, there's nothing I can do for you. You can see the hole in the throat here. You can see the arm joint here. You can see the hair, the fake eyebrow sort of thing, right? It's a doll. In fact, I took a photo here of it just to show you a bit of clearer sort of picture of it. I don't think there's anybody out there who can argue with a straight face that this is a real human being that they're showing in this. So, YouTube community, they're showing dolls, and they're showing these New York hospitals, Brooklyn and whatnot, and here we got a clear instance of a doll. So the first one, as I said, you can debate that. You cannot debate this. There's nobody on the planet that can debate this with a straight face and tell me this isn't actually a human being. So I'll play it here, and then I'm going to play the context of it. You see the rush here. And again, this is, of course, it's all, as you see, the title here, New York coronavirus cases surge, hospitals struggle to cope. So why would the hospitals use a doll? Or why would the media resort to using a doll? There's no way that they should ever do this type of stuff, because anybody with a modicum of intelligence is going to come in and say, this is staged. And it's staged. This part is staged. There's no doubt about it. It doesn't mean everything is staged, but this is undoubtedly staged. Okay, so I'm going to play this back now. I'm going to play this segment for you. I'm going to play you at real time here. So I'm going to fix the time so that it's normal. I'm going to put up the volume. I'm going to show you how it's done with the people, the sheeple who watch this at home, because, you know, you're not, unless you're really paying attention, this stuff will fly by really quickly and you'll see how they do it. So let's listen and watch.
Why they've taken over the pediatric unit, and this is the tiny window that family can look through to see their loved ones alone and in intensive care. Only some of them don't get to leave alive, wheeled away like so many others. The New York governor today begged President Trump to send help now, saying he'd been forced to buy ventilators from China because it was like bidding on eBay to secure enough in his own country. Overwhelmed hospital workers, he says, deserve more.
This is ongoing.
The New York governor today begged President Trump to send help now, saying he'd been forced to buy ventilators from China because it was like bidding on eBay to secure enough in his own...
So there you go. Nobody can deny this. This is 110% proof that they are using staging. And we've shown this over and over again with this whole event that they're doing. And you could say maybe they're getting sloppy or whatever, right? But people need to know the truth about what's going on. And if they're telling you that all these people are dying and the nurses and doctors are dying and they're sacrificing their lives and we don't have enough equipment and the governor needs to do this and that and everybody needs to be in lockdown and we got to shut down the entire economy, put millions of people out of jobs and destroy the dollar and get everyone microchipped and vaccinated and everything else, then why are they using dolls in their videos? Why? Anybody who's going to come in here and try to argue otherwise is not being honest. That's all. I'm being 100% honest here because I am showing you exactly the theatrics that the media use all the time. So I encourage you all to question this. If you can, share this video. Please share this video. Get it out there. Put it on Facebook. I mean, they might take it down right away. They might just say, oh, you're not allowed to show the fakery that we're doing. I'm not here to mislead anybody or tell anybody. I don't know exactly what's going on, but I can tell you without a doubt there's a lot of fakery and a lot of staging going on with this. And I think the entire world needs to know this because we are all being massively affected by this. And therefore, it is imperative that we have the absolute truth. And if the media is going through this type of manipulation on a regular basis with this event, and they're putting up dolls and stuff and telling you everything, the sky is falling and everything else, then why would they have to resort to theatrics? Why? There's no explanation for this. This is clear media fakery, media manipulation. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen to this. Hopefully you can give me a thumbs up, and maybe if you can, come and support me on Patreon. My link's in the description. They don't allow me to monetize anything here, so huge thanks. Thanks to Merrill for sending me this, and hey, everyone, just do the best that you can for, you know, trying to get this information out. We are in a fight here, and we need to do the best that we can. Thank you so much. I'll see you guys all on the next one.
These are my websites, historyreview.com, africancrisis.info, and white-shop.biz. This is my attempt to try and do some Jew-free trading and experimenting with the next level of stuff. So, thank you very much for listening. We'll be chatting again soon. Take care of yourselves.